Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Southeast Arizona, fighting to expose the truth and help put the country back on track. This is the Conservative Underground. Send us an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com. And now, here's your host, behind the microphone of truth, Big D.
Thank you, Eric, and welcome to another edition of the Conservative Underground. We are broadcasting from the underground bunker in a secure location here in Southeast Arizona. Today is Saturday, the 26th of January of 2019. And so yesterday we had a breaking story that President Trump has agreed to open the government.
It could never be done without you, great people. In a short while, I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks until February 15th. I will make sure that all employees receive their back pay very quickly or as soon as possible. It'll happen fast. I am asking Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to put this proposal on the floor immediately. After 36 days of spirited debate and dialogue, I have seen and heard from enough Democrats and Republicans that they are willing to put partisanship aside, I think, and put the security of the American people first. I do believe they're going to do that. They have said they are for complete border security, and they have finally and fully acknowledged that having barriers, fencing, or walls, or whatever you want to call it, will be an important part of the solution. A bipartisan conference committee of House and Senate lawmakers and leaders will immediately begin reviewing the requests of our homeland security experts, and experts they are, and also law enforcement professionals who have worked with us so closely. We want to thank Border Patrol, ICE, and all law enforcement. Been incredible.
And I kid you not, it wasn't moments after that speech that every media source that I looked at started in with Trump's caving and Trump's giving in and the Democrats have a victory and Nancy Pelosi won.
That is what total abject defeat sounds like. That is what complete surrender to Nancy Pelosi sounds like.
We're grateful to Democrats on both sides of the Capitol for their unity that was very, very important in these discussions. It's sad, though, that it's taken this long to come to an obvious conclusion. I quote Lincoln all the time, public sentiment is everything. With it, you can accomplish almost anything. And we thank the public for weighing in so strongly.
35 days of a shutdown, and Donald Trump got nothing. 800,000 federal workers got the financial hardship of two missed paychecks. Another 1.2 million federal contractors will never be made whole. Members of the Coast Guard were forced to go to food banks. Law enforcement agencies were begging for money to enable them to just do their jobs. Today, airlines began grounding flights as air traffic controllers called in sick, and all for nothing. Nancy Pelosi took on Trump and beat him.
It was a big cave. I think this is one of the biggest tactical defeats for the president that we've seen in his political life. He created this box canyon for himself. Nancy Pelosi let him walk right into it, and now he's trying desperately to see his way out of it. The other thing that was interesting to watch being here in the Rose Garden is off on the sidelines underneath the colonnade over here leading into the West Wing. You can see the vice president. You can see Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor. Cabinet officials, other top officials applauding as if this was some sort of victorious moment
celebration
for the president. Yeah, yeah, celebration. That was just right out of Alice in Wonderland,
totally.
Brooke. That I mean, to see the White House and people inside the White House applauding the president during one of the biggest tactical defeats, strategic defeats of his political career, to me just felt like the upside down out of Stranger Things. It is just bizarre to see something like that happen.
And there you have it. The media wasting absolutely zero time getting out there and talking about how Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats stuck it to President Trump. Unbelievable. Guys, you can't make this stuff up. They have been defeated day after day after day after day ever since President Trump was inaugurated. And now, all of a sudden, they have a victory over Donald Trump. In fact, you know, it was all over social media yesterday and some of the groups that I'm a member of and the things that I've seen posted and people upset at Donald Trump because he caved and he shouldn't have caved. These are Republicans or conservatives. You know, I'm upset at Trump. He shouldn't have caved and all this. People, you need to calm down. And this is why you need to calm down, because, and even President Trump saw it and he noted it on Twitter. He took to Twitter and he wrote, I'm quoting, this is from President Trump on Twitter. I wish people would read or listen to my words on the border wall. This was in no way a concession. I was taking care of millions of people who were getting badly hurt by the shutdown, with the understanding that in 21 days, if no deal is done, it's off to the races. So listen, you need to calm down. You need to settle down. What President Donald Trump is doing is he's putting the ball in their court, okay? He's realized, and he knows, he's a very smart man. He's a businessman. He's a very smart man. And if you think you're outsmarting Trump or you're tricking him or you're making him concede, you're sadly mistaken. I assure you of that. Because here's what's going to happen. The Democrats will refuse again. Now that the government is open again. Well, remember, Nancy Pelosi said we can have a State of the Union address once the government opens. So look for that to be coming pretty soon as well, okay? But Donald Trump has agreed to temporarily open the government, fund the government for 3 weeks, okay? That's the key. And that's what they're neglecting to go on about, is that it's only 3 weeks. So what he's done is he's set it up so that all of these people that were being hurt by not getting paid can now get paid. They will now get paid, okay? And he's going to make sure that happens quickly. That's number one. Number two, look for a State of the Union address to come, all right? And number three, look for the Democrats to once again not want to discuss a wall. And then one of two things are going to happen. Either A, the government is going to shut back down again, okay? And we will go right back to not having a quarter of the government. Now that's, I'm going to get off on a tangent here. So here we go. Every single day during the shutdown, we heard more and more and more and more and more about how the government shutdown is affecting more and more people. Folks, let me tell you something. If we've gotten to a point where 25%, actually it was more like 20% of our government, not even just under 25% of our government was, quote, shut down, unquote. And it was affecting that many people and that many lives and that many industries. The major crisis that they made it out to be, either A, it was made up, or B, our government is just too damn big. Now let that sink in for a minute. If we've got such a crisis on our hands that a quarter of the government shutting down is going to basically end the country, then we've got a serious problem on our hands and we've got way too much government, folks. So now back to my original point. Here's what I look forward to seeing happen. This is just me, but this is my thought process, is that either A, you're going to see the government shut down again, or B, Donald Trump is going to say, okay, look, the Democrats are not willing to negotiate on this at all. Okay. I even went and they begged me to open the government. Every day we heard about how, you know, they're begging us to open the government, and they need the government to open because we need the government working. And Nancy Pelosi won't even allow me to have a State of the Union address until we open the government. And it's such a big deal. So I went on ahead and said, okay, fine, I'll open the government again. And now let's negotiate. And when they don't negotiate, option number two is create a state of emergency and build the wall anyway. Now, let's see what happens in 3 weeks, folks. There's a lot going on right now in the political realm. And if you're not paying attention, then you need to be paying attention. I know there's a lot of people saying, oh, you know, this is getting to be too much. And I don't want to, I'm tired of this and I'm tired of that. But here's the thing. You're forgetting Donald Trump is a patriot who loves this country, and he's a strong standing man. And you don't get to be Donald Trump, the billionaire, by pandering to people. Okay. He's a strong negotiator and he knows what he's doing. And what you need to do is you need to sit back and let him do his job, because he is doing the job that we elected him to do every single day. He told us, you know, that's the other thing. People act like they're surprised that this is even happening, that all this is going down. But when he ran, when he campaigned for the presidency, he told you and everybody else what he was going to do. And I don't know if people weren't paying attention. I don't know. But now everybody's upset because he's doing exactly what he said. Well, I'm not upset. And most of the people in my circle of friends are not upset. They are very supportive, which I am very supportive of my president, because he's doing a fantastic job. So just look for one of two things to happen. Either one, we're going to go right back into a government shutdown again, and it's going to reflect badly on the Democrats. Remember, we're going into an election cycle now. Things are gearing up for the 2020 election. Yes, we are in 2019, and 2020 is the presidential election. So remember that we're going into a presidential election, and the Democrats kicking their feet and screaming like little babies is just going to really show more of what they really are. And this whole thing, Trump is making them look bad. They think they're sticking it to Trump. You remember here a few weeks ago when Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer got invited to the White House, and they thought they were going to stick it to Trump. And I had to laugh so hard because, you know, he made them look like fools. And that's what he's doing right now. If you wake up and see what's going on, he's making them look like fools, the fools they are. You know, within minutes of Donald Trump saying, okay, well, and you know, it's funny because Joanne Daly from Cochise County Tea Party Patriots was on the program last week. And if you listen to that program, she did say that there was going to be a bill put forth. And, you know, here we are. The bill has been put forth and it has been signed, and the government is open for 3 weeks. And we're just going to have to wait and see what happens here in 3 weeks. But something big is coming, guys. And the Democrats are going to pitch a temper tantrum no matter. Right now they're in celebratory mode. We beat Donald Trump. We stuck it to Donald Trump. The media, Nancy Pelosi stuck it to Donald Trump, and they handed it to him and all this other crap. And here in 3 weeks, you're either going to get an emergency declaration and a wall built, or you're going to get a government shutdown, and the Democrats are going to go in back. And no matter what happens, the Democrats are going to go back into temper tantrum mode. So, you know, it's just really funny to watch this whole thing, how it's going down and what's going down. Folks, I know that a lot of people are tired of hearing about this, but I'm actually not, because it gives me something to talk about. So that's what I think is going to happen. We'll have to wait and see, and we'll just play it by ear. So listen, we've got some more stuff that we're going to talk about. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back right after this message. Listen, if you want to support us and help us cover some of our costs, you can go to undergroundtalkshow.com and click on the donate button and make a donation and help us that way. Or you can go to redstateunderground.com and do the same thing. There's a donate button there. You can help contribute to help us cut costs. So hold that thought, and we will be back right after this.
Did you know you can find us on iTunes and Google Play too? Or download the free Podbean app. by logging on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com and clicking the green Podbean app button on the bottom of your screen.
Hi, this is John Jeffers inviting you to listen to my show, The Jeffers Brief. You know, on The Jeffers Brief, we discuss topics of interest and concerns for preppers and patriots. You can only find us on the Comptor Radio Network on podbean.com or KYAH 540 AM, Utah's Talk Authority. Hope you join me and we'll talk to you then.
This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com. It's a tough job, but someone has to do it. And here he is, Big D.
We begin this morning with some major breaking news on this Friday. It actually came just before 6 a.m. from Florida, where longtime Trump ally Roger Stone was arrested to face charges in Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. He was indicted just yesterday on 7 counts. He's accused of lying to a congressional committee and witness tampering.
And there you have it. Another case. We're still under the Russian collusion things, guys. What? Almost 2 years now, and still nothing. So yesterday, the other big story, other than, you know, Trump was defeated by Nancy Pelosi, is from the AP, this breaking story was that Trump confidant Stone charged with lying about hacked emails. And it goes on, you know, it says Washington, AP. President Donald Trump's confidant Roger Stone was charged with lying about his pursuit of Russian hacked emails damaging to the Hillary Clinton's 2016 electoral bid, with prosecutors alleging that senior Trump campaign officials sought to leverage the stolen material into a White House win. So we're still Donald Trump and the Russian collusion. And since they have yet to pin any Russian collusion on him, now he stole the election from Hillary Clinton because we said that they said that there was leaked information damaging to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Let me tell you something, first of all, people, and then I'm going to come back to this. Hillary Clinton lost because she's Hillary Clinton. She is a known criminal. She got American citizens killed because of her reckless actions as Secretary of State. And let me tell you something. The reason why Donald Trump was overwhelmingly elected over Hillary Clinton is because America stood up and defied her election into the White House because she's a crook and a criminal, and she needs to be indicted and arrested. All right, let's go back to the story. Stone is the sixth Trump aide or advisor charged by Mueller and the 34th person overall. 34 people now they have gone through and still have nothing. The nearly two-year-old probe has exposed multiple contacts between Trump associates and Russia during the campaign and transition period and revealed efforts by several to conceal those communications. The indictment brings the investigation even further into Trump's circle of advisors and suggests campaign officials were eager to exploit the stolen messages for political gain. All right, now read through all of that, and now we get to this is the meat of the story, and it's buried down inside the story. I've pointed this out before. With all the other news agencies and all this other stuff, they have these headlines. And if you go back and listen to my other podcasts, you'll hear that I have called the media out for this garbage, because they will create a headline to make it look like it's something big, and then it actually turns out to be nothing. Now listen, but prosecutors did not accuse Trump of wrongdoing or charge Stone with conspiring with WikiLeaks or the Russian intelligence officers Mueller says hacked the emails. They also did not allege that Trump aides knew in advance of the hacking. That's the whole story. Let's go arrest this next guy, because so far we have produced nothing. And let's create a headline, you know, oh, we got another one. We got another one. And then you go down into the meat of the story and you see that they still haven't found him guilty of anything. They haven't proven any guilt. This is a non-story, people. This is a complete non-story. And so, despite evidence of collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or other illegal activity in 2016, Roger Stone has been targeted by special counsel Robert Mueller. I think we need to target Mueller, because he keeps going off on these witch hunts. Mueller seeks to criminalize the normal political activities by Roger Stone while ignoring the blatantly illegal activities of the Clinton campaign and the Obama, NSA, DOJ, and FBI. Here's the great thing that I like about Roger Stone. He says, I refuse to be pressured into testifying against President Trump. In fact, he says, quote, I will defeat these charges and I will not bear false witness against the president. And so there you have it, folks. It's another non-story. It's just another witch hunt that we're trying to go down to take Donald Trump down. And I'll lay you odds, this one as well is going to turn up to be a big nothing burger. But I want to caution you here. I really want to lay caution into the wind, because what they're doing is they're planting seeds to the uneducated American. And we all know how I feel about the American education system at this point in our time in history. To the uneducated American, they have them thinking that Trump is a criminal, that we've got all these people tied to Donald Trump and Russian collusion, and we've got a story. Folks, even though we have yet to have any kind of a trial, we have yet to have any kind of proof that Donald Trump has done any Russian collusion. But see, the story here is that what they're trying to do is they're trying to get America on board. And if you go out there and you talk to uneducated Americans, and boy, there are a lot of them, Donald Trump is a racist. He's a homophobe. He's a bigot. And he's a criminal, and that he stole the election from Hillary Clinton, and that he colluded with the Russians, which is a criminal act that is punishable by impeachment. And I said this is in the past, that the whole game here is to impeach Donald Trump. And I don't understand what it is. I mean, is it revenge for Billy Clinton, that who actually was impeached? Is that what it is? Or maybe somehow uneducated America seems to think that if we impeach Donald Trump, then they get Hillary. Or maybe they seem to think that they can impeach Donald Trump and then they can impeach Vice President Pence, who will then be president, if they remove him from office. Okay, remember, just because a president is impeached does not mean that he is removed from office. So that's the other catch to the whole impeachment thing. If, and I lay you a big fat if, they impeach Donald Trump, then they've got to move forward and get him removed from office. Now, come on. You can't possibly think that you can impeach the president just because you want him impeached, not because you have any kind of physical crime or proof linking him to a crime. But then you seem to think that you can also impeach Vice President Pence, who will then be president. And you seem to think that you can, now you're going to take out Trump, and then you're going to take out Pence as well. And then you get Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who's number three in line. Guys, this is a dream that they are living in that I assure you will never happen. I assure you in their wildest dreams, it will never happen. And so now what we're trying to do is, because we have nothing, we have linked him to nothing, we have no crime, we cannot impeach him, let's go after one of his close friends and allies. Let's go after Mr. Stone, and let's try to get him to link us to a crime. Now, mind you, we have no proof of any guilt or wrongdoing, but let's create this big story, this big headline, and let's get uneducated America believing that we finally have the nail to put into Donald Trump's coffin. Remember now, it's been the beginning of the end for Donald Trump since the beginning. The Democrats have been playing this game since they figured out that he won the election late into the election night. I remember I watched the whole thing, and right then and there, it was immediately, we have to find something to get him guilty on. And the guy is he's a squeaky wheel. So far, nobody's come up with anything. I mean, over time, we've had all these different people come forward saying all this other stuff. And, you know, we've got audio of Donald Trump using the N-word and all this other stuff. And yet to this day, nobody has come forward with any such audio. Nobody has come forward with any such proof of Donald Trump doing anything illegal. On the contrary, now we have his opponent at the time, Hillary Clinton. Well, now we all know that Hillary Clinton is guilty of criminal activities. Let me say this. If Mr. Trump had been guilty or proven to been found guilty of deleting emails, removing hard drives from computers and bleach bidding them and then smashing them, oh my goodness, Donald Trump would be under the jail. But here we have Hillary Clinton, who we know, we have physical proof that we have proof of her doing those actions. And yet she walks free. Where is the criminal investigation into Barack Obama? Where is the criminal investigation to all that money, that cash that was funneled by Barack Obama over into the Middle East? Where is the investigation of Hillary Clinton and the death of American citizens? Where is the investigation into the bleach bidding and deleting and smashing of hard drives, you know, with hammers? Where's that investigation? But yet we spend all this time, all this effort, and all this money into investigating people that have ever spoken to Donald Trump. For what? To try to prove something that he's not guilty of? Something is drastically wrong with the Republic. Something is drastically wrong in our country and in our society today. You have an innocent man being pursued for guilt, and you have a criminal walking absolutely free. But don't count on the mainstream media. Don't count on a news organization to tell you the truth. So that leads me to this question. How was CNN tipped off to the arrest of Mr. Stone? How did they know? Because remember, this happened in the early morning hours. And CNN was there. They were primed and ready. They had all their lights. They had all their cameras. They had the reporters there and the whole nine yards. So early in the morning. How did they know what was going down? I smell a fish and I smell a rat. This whole thing was set up, guys and gals. This whole thing is a farce. It's a it's a witch hunt, and it was set up so that to make Trump, make it look like we finally got Trump on something. How did they know? Because of what, from what I've seen and what I've looked at around online, is that no other news agency knew about it except for CNN. So how did they get the tip? Listen, we're going to take a minute, do some station ID stuff, and we're right about the 30-minute mark, so we will be back with more on the Conservative Underground right after this.
Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com.
Hey, you caught me bugging out of the area because of a critical incident. Luckily, I know what to do and I know where I'm going. Thanks to the Contra Radio Network. I mean, I listen to these guys. They give me crucial information on what to do when a critical crisis happens. So what about you? Do you guys listen to the Contra Radio Network?
I feel good that I'm keeping myself informed.
This is the Conservative Underground. And now, here's your host, behind the microphone of truth, Big D.
Alrighty, thanks a bunch, Eric, and welcome back to the Conservative Underground. So those were the two big stories from yesterday's headlines. And of course, there's other stuff going on. It looks like Mr. Bernie Sanders is getting ready to announce another presidential bid. You remember Bernie Sanders, the socialist from Vermont, who has not remained quiet and has consistently tried to push the socialist agenda, rob from the rich and give to the poor, and big government, and all the stuff that I don't believe in. And so I don't see any way that I can actually support him as president. And we all do know how Hillary Clinton stole that one from him as well. We now know all these years later. In fact, we knew it shortly afterwards that, you know, the DNC was funneling questions to her for the town halls and all that were going on. And it was a mess because, you know, they do. They believe that Hillary Clinton is owed this election. She has now had it stolen twice from her. She had it stolen once when Barack Obama, a nobody, came out of nowhere and took it from her. And he was going to be the one to part the waters. He was the savior of the planet, and he was going to take care of everything. I remember the videos and the audio files and all that. You know, he got money and he's going to give it to us, and we don't know where he's getting it from, but he's getting it from his stash, and he's got it, and he's giving it to us, and he's going to take care of the rent and all this other stuff. And what a bunch of hoopla, huh? We got nothing but high taxes and low unemployment and high food stamps and low GDP. And that's basically, oh, and money funneled over to the Middle East. You know, he was going to be the savior of the planet. And he took that one from Hillary Clinton. And then it was again her time to shine. And the Hillary Clinton campaign stole the nomination away from Mr. Sanders. And we know that to be true. And then Donald Trump came out of the woodworks and slammed her again and stole it from her again, as evidenced by all of the accusations for Russian collusion and how, you know, it damaged her campaign and all this other stuff. But yeah, that's what it's looking like. It looks like Mr. Sanders is going to make another attempt. I don't know if he's going to make it again, because I personally seem to think that Hillary Clinton's going to jump back into it again. I know a lot of you people think that I'm nuts for thinking that, but that's just the way I think, folks, because I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton wants that White House, and Billy Boy wants back in there badly, very, very badly. The Clintons want to be back in the White House, and they believe, just like the socialists believe that the world owes them a living, they believe that the world owes them the presidency. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, that is, believe that, you know, they're owed the presidency, and they're going to stop at nothing to get that presidency. Justice Ginsburg, where is she? Been very quiet. Now, I know that they said that she was going to be absent from the bench and working stuff from home or whatever after her surgery, but it's funny that it's been eerily quiet from Ginsburg, and we've heard nothing. Now, last week, I believe it was, there was a screenshot that Fox put up of Ginsburg basically, stating that she had passed. And then shortly thereafter, they made a statement that they made an error, and they were apologetic, and they were very sorry for that. So, then instantly all the posts on social media started going off about, what had happened, and they don't believe it's true, and it could be, I don't know. I really don't know, and, God forbid something has happened, but I wouldn't put it past the left, to try to cover that up, just to keep Donald Trump from making another nomination. Now, whether it is or isn't remains to be seen. Like I said, God forbid something has happened, but it's just eerily quiet from that whole scene. And so that's something else we're keeping an eye on. And then, of course, there was also the Covington event, the one where the Native American veteran got in the face of the boy that was wearing the MAGA hat, and everybody jumped, to conclusions. And after it, after watching the whole video, you can clearly see where Nathan Phillips actually walked over and got in the boy's face. And then, of course, the media trying to make him out to look, the Native American out to look like a victim. Listen to this.
And Nathan Phillips is with us now. Mr. Phillips, good morning to you.
Good morning.
First of all, first question, how are you doing? This has been a whirlwind few days for you. You find yourself on the front page of every newspaper. How are you doing and how are you feeling?
Well, I woke up strong this morning and with a really positive attitude, and I had an opportunity to go and to a traditional prayer ceremony, and that was the other night. And yesterday I woke up with all kinds of good feelings in my heart, and for all those who've been mean to me, I want to forgive them.
Poor me. I'm the innocent victim. Even though I confronted the boy, I walked over and got into his face, but I'm the victim. And then there's this.
There has also been some question about the nature of your military service, and this is a good chance to clear it up. You were a veteran. You served in the Marine Corps. Some have said that you were a Vietnam veteran. I don't believe you have said that. What exactly is the nature of your service?
I went to boot camp. I stayed there. That Marine Corps was a reservist guy. So I stayed in the reserves for a couple years. That was during the time of the American Indian Movement and the AIM trials, and there was a lot of things going on during those years. And the Vietnam War was still going on.
So me being the research person that I am, I went out and I found this of Nathan Phillips.
I'm a Vietnam vet, and I served in the Marine Corps 72 to 76. I got discharged May 5th, 1976, I got honorable discharge, and one of the boxes in there, it shows if it was peacetime or what my box says is that I was in theater.
Now let's go back to the Savannah Guthrie interview.
So to be clear, you served in the Marines at the time that Vietnam was going on, but you did not serve overseas.
What I've always said is I've never stepped foot in South Vietnam.
I'm a Vietnam vet, and I served in the Marine Corps 72 to 76. What my box says is that I was in theater.
What I've always said is I've never stepped foot in South Vietnam.
So which is it? you've never stepped foot in South Vietnam, or you're a Marine Corps veteran, you served in Vietnam, and your discharge papers say that you were in theater. So were you in theater or were you not in theater? So you see, this guy, he's a political hack. That's what he is. He's an activist. He's a left-wing political activist. And what he was doing, he was going over there and he was trying to intimidate these young kids, these young Catholic kids, because he's a grown man. Now, remember what I said before, and I'm going to say it again. These people like to pick on easy prey. They like to go out there and they like to find people that won't fight back or that can't fight back. And then they are the ones that pick fights with these innocent people. Those kids were doing their thing. They had MAGA hats on, and this political hack sees that. He goes walking over there, gets in this kid's face, you know, and he's banging his drum and all this other stuff. And then he claims to be the victim here. Really? Come on, man. Anybody that's got a set of eyes and a set of ears that can see and hear what's going on knows this guy's a phony political hack. He's an activist. This isn't the first time he's been out there in the spotlight. He's been in the spotlight over other things as well. But here he is. Now, we're talking about little kids here, and this grown man is a victim? So, which is it? Were you a Vietnam vet? Or were you not? Because let me tell you something. Those of you that claim stolen valor, in my opinion, are the lowest of the lowest of the scum on the face of the earth. Because you're not man enough to do a real military man's duty. So you have to make a false claim that you are a veteran, that you served this country. You were in the Marine Corps Reserve. Working on refrigerators. You never even got close to Vietnam. How dare you confront an innocent child and spark such a huge debate and then lie about your service to this country? Nothing but a political hack. We'll be back with final words right after this.
This is The Conservative Underground.
This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Conservative Underground today. Broadcasting from the underground bunker in a secure location. So we're going to be looking at final thoughts right now. First, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to the program. And we are moving along. We are making quite a splash out there, and we're being told that things are going good. We're getting a lot of listens over on Contra Radio Network. We're also getting listens over on undergroundtalkshow.com, and we are available in iTunes and Google Play, and you can also access our newly launched website, The Red State Underground, at www.redstateunderground.com. So for the final thoughts for today, I'm just going to go and talk a little bit in review about what we've discussed today. So first of all, you have, as we started the program with, the government is open again, and it's time to celebrate that, according to the left, that it's a big victory for them, and they've stuffed it to Donald Trump. And then we talked a little bit about the arrest of a very close ally of Donald Trump, Roger Stone, who claims that the allegations are false, and he will not bear false witness against the president. Then again, you know, everything else that they've said that he's done has turned out to be false as well. So there's the Roger Stone story, and then we had some, you know, we talked a little bit about Justice Ginsburg, and then we ended it with the Covington incident with that political hack jumping in the face of an innocent little boy just because he's wearing a MAGA hat. And so that's kind of the review of what we've talked about today and kind of what I had to talk about in the show. I just can't get over it. What is going on in our country, people? And if you're not mad, it's because you're not paying attention. And we need to be ready. We need to be ready to fight, because that day is coming that we are going to have to, as patriots, stand our ground against, you know, the garbage that they're throwing at us. And the day of the media has gone, long gone. The media has died. They are so caught up in you know, reporting lies and fake news that it's very hard to know what's real and what's not real. And trust me, it's like that by design, folks. It's the plant that they're putting in your head. And, it, you know, the dumbing down of America. If they tell you something enough and you believe it, you begin to hear it enough, you begin to believe it, and it becomes part of you. And that's exactly what they're doing. And in fact, if you look around, that's kind of exactly what they've done, because all you hear out there is, you know, how evil Trump is. And he's got the people of America believing that. Well, you know, the uneducated people, because he doesn't have me believing that. And I don't think he has you patriots, every one of you that are out there that are, you know, subscribing to my podcast and listening to what's going on and, you know, listening to what's going on the Contra Radio Network and all these great patriots that are out there talking the truth. You need to engage with that. You need to listen to what they're saying, because what they're saying is truth. Unlike what you're getting in the mainstream media, the false truth that they're trying to cram down your throats and make you believe. So just be ready, people. Be ready. Get yourself educated. Find the good news sources that you can depend on. You know, my voice, I try to give you the best and most accurate information that I can. And I hope that you will join me in this journey that we're trying to bring back the truth in media. Of course, I don't ever see that really happening, because the media is gone, man. They're overboard. They're way over the edge. And I don't know if they're ever going to come back. But listen to the patriots that are out there. Listen, you know, get yourself involved, get yourself engaged. You know, it's very important. I can't express that enough. So we have more plans. We have lots more going on, and we have lots more ideas coming up for what we're going to do with this program. And I hope that you will continue to engage and enjoy that journey. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. You know, give us a thumbs up on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, and just, you know, engage with the program. Like I said, we're looking for people who are willing to help our cause. You can donate to our cause to help, you know, cover some of the costs. We have airtime that we're paying for. You know, that's not free. And, you know, the Contra Radio Network could use some support too. So if you could find it in your heart to go over to ContraRadioNetwork.com, or you can log on to ContraRadioNetwork.podbean.com, you know, throw a few bucks their way as well. Just kind of help support those who are supporting us, because it means a lot to us that the Contra Radio Network has invited us to come on to their network. And so I think it's important that you, as my listeners, if you're not tuned into the Contra Radio Network, I think it's important that you, as my listeners, you know, support that platform as well. Just for the sheer fact that, you know, they're allowing us to come on, and it costs time and money for this, folks. So if you want to, you know, head over and donate, we'd highly appreciate that. It's not a requirement. We're not requiring any of that. We're just asking that if you have it in your heart, that you could do that. Anyway, I think that's going to kind of tie it up for today. And again, without you, the listeners, we don't have a program. So we want to thank you for tuning in from the bottom of our hearts. And until next time, we hope that you will stay alert, stay awake, and don't drink the Kool-Aid that you're being spoon-fed from the mainstream media. Until next time, Thanks for tuning in.
This has been The Conservative Underground. Send us an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.redstateunderground.com. Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com. Catch us on social media, on Facebook at Underground Talk Show, on Twitter at Underground Show 2. That's SHO and the number 2.